All right. Can I have the children 10 and under, and older ones, if you want to come up, you can come up, to come up and sit in the front two rows. Don't be shy. I won't bite. All right. Beth is going to come and leave singing, since she has a lot better voice than I do. And she's going to lead a couple children's songs. Y'all getting situated?
Hey, I know we just got done singing a ton of songs, but can we sing some more, please? Yes? I think so. Does anyone have a request first? Here, what do you want to sing? Do you love me? Okay. You have to sing really loud because I don't want to sing up here all by myself, okay?
Jesus loves me, yes, I
came down and the floods came up.
The rains came down as the floods came up.
The rains came down as the floods came up.
And the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand.
And the rains came tumbling down.
The rains came down as the floods came up.
The rains came down as the floods came up.
The rains came down as the floods came up.
And the house on the hill went splash. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. Build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the blessings will come down.
Blessings will come down as the prayers go up.
The blessings will come down as the prayers go up.
The blessings will come down as the prayers go up.
So build your house on the Lord.
Good job. Another one? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Jesus loves the little children of the world, okay?
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, green, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
And then Jesus died for the children, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus died for all the children.
All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves all the children of the world.
And did He stay dead, or did He rise again? He was in heaven.
No, He got dead again.
Oh, He did? But He's in heaven. He rose again, right? So He rose for all the children, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus rose for all the children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world.
Okay, another one?
Yeah, I know.
One more.
Me, me, me.
asking a lot of me. All right. The adults can help on this one. Do you feel led? Okay. Are we going to do it all? Okay. Oh, my word.
Jesus' love is a bubbling over. Jesus' love is a bubbling over. Jesus' love is a bubbling over.
We're going to do a couple object lessons for you, and he'll talk about that a little more. So,
all right, I need 3 volunteers that can read. All right. There's one for you. You two? Just put those between you two guys, all right? All right, I have a key verse for this morning. I want all you to remember this. We're going to say it a couple times, so that way you remember it. It's Matthew 5:14-16, okay? Ye are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a basket, but you put it on a stand, and it shineth unto all who are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before the men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Okay? Now, a couple weeks ago, we got a big snowstorm and ice storm, and we went home, and we didn't have any power. How many people have been without power before?
I did.
All right, what happens when the power goes out? What's the first thing you do?
They go out.
They go out? What do? Then? You like candles? Anything else? Oil lamps, very good. What do you do, Kira?
Flashlights.
Flashlights, very good. You?
Pray.
That's very good. That's awesome. You need to pray that it'll come back on, that Jesus would turn it back on. All right, well, what we did, it went out, we got home, our whole street was out of power. So we're driving up to the house, we go in the house, all the lights are out, the oven's out, the freezer doesn't work, the fireplace doesn't work, because the fireplace was broke at the time, so that really helped. Everything was out. Yeah, you fixed it. It went out? All right. All right. Well, first thing we did was went to look for our... You couldn't wait? All right. We went for our flashlight drawer. And we have a drawer, I guess you call it a junk drawer / flashlight drawer, where we have about 5 flashlights. And we went rummaging through there, and none of them worked. We went through all of them. Some of them didn't have batteries. Some of them didn't have batteries. Some of them didn't have bulbs. Some of them had batteries, but they were dead. And some of them just didn't work at all. We turned them on, and it had a very little light, and it went out. So we finally found one that we found 2 batteries. We put it in, and we had a flashlight. And that one little light, just one flashlight, was able to have light for 3 people to be able to see and stumble around. Because we were stumbling around, bumping our toes and falling over, it just wasn't fun. So one light was able to make the whole house bright and be able to make us be able to see. But just having one light made 3 people see, you may think that you're just one little person or one little person in your school or at home. But if you shine brightly, you can be a light for thousands in the whole world to see. Just one little light can make an overshadow the world of darkness. Doesn't matter if you think you're so little. And it takes care of the monsters too. But what about that whole drawer full of flashlights? What good were they? What good was a whole drawer full of flashlights that didn't work? Like the ones that didn't have batteries, the bulbs didn't work. What good were they? Their purpose, what was the purpose of flashlights made to do? What's it supposed to do?
To make light.
To make light? Yep, and to light and be good. See, when the flashlights didn't work, they couldn't give us light, we couldn't see. Okay, just wait. Sometimes as Christians, we're like flashlights. We could read the Bible sometimes, do good things. We might pray every once in a while. We definitely love Jesus, but we're not shining brightly for Jesus in school or at home. Sometimes we don't listen to our parents. Sometimes if we lie or if we steal or if we don't listen to our teachers at school, they're not letting the light shine brightly for Jesus. If we're not plugged in and not touched with Jesus, our lights can go out and cause them to be dim or not even to be light at all. Like the batteries that were dead and the bulbs that didn't work. They can be completely dead and they don't work. Because we were created like flashlights to be Jesus' light. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Like we're supposed to be bright, and when you talk to people in the store, say hi, be cheerful, talk to them and tell them about Jesus, as he fills us with light and gives us the energy to live and to have purpose for our lives and to share Jesus with others. That's the point, and share this plan of salvation with them. All right, now I got a little... This was a little lamp that we turned into something else. All right, can I have the lights go dim? All right, let's just say... All right, let's just say we found our light. We're in the house, we found the flashlight drawer, we went through about 5 flashlights and found one that worked. Now, suppose that I found a flashlight, Winston didn't stub his toe anymore, Beth didn't fall over and land on the couch, that we found a flashlight, and then we found one that works, and I go, turn it on, see we can see around the house, everybody can see, and then I go and throw a basket over it, so nobody can see, it gets dark again. What good would be me be throwing a basket over the light? Would that help people to see?
No.
It wouldn't.
Okay.
It would. Exactly. All right. See, when I have the basket over here, nobody can see. And that's like when we're shining for Jesus, and then we try to hide it and don't tell people about it. And we...
You took it off?
Yeah, exactly. We want to turn it off. Can I have someone, lights go back on, and read Luke... The one has Luke 11:33 read.
No one lights a lamp, then hides it in a drawer.
Thank you. Very good. That's right. We don't hide it or put it behind our back or cover it up with a basket. We want to shine brightly for Jesus because he is our light. We want to be able to, like when we're at school, we want to be nice to our friends and listen to our teachers. We don't want to lie. We want to listen to our parents because they're telling us about the Bible. We also don't want to hide our light, so when we take it back off, we want the world to be able to see how bright we are. We don't want to be ashamed of it. Jesus said he doesn't want to keep being a Christian a secret. We want to let it shine and tell others about him. What are some of the good ways to tell others about Jesus? Anybody know? Kiara? You don't know? All right, that's fine. If we're going into the store, oh, you know? You have an idea? Reading the Bible, yes. That's a very good way. Some of the other ways is if they're friends, being kind to our friends and telling them about some of the songs we sing in Sunday school and what we learn in Sunday school and what our parents teach us. That's some of the very good ways to tell others about him. And if we're kind to them and do good and be polite. I know when we go through the grocery store, Winston is really good at this. He makes a habit to say hi to everyone we go past in the grocery store. When you're in the cart, he'll talk to everybody and say hi and make sure they know that he's around. It cheers up, definitely cheers up a lot of people. So that's one way you can be happy and polite to people and always speak nice and courteous. All right, can I have Psalms 119:105 read, please? Very good. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now I want to think of Jesus' word. Some people say the Bible is sharper than a two-edged sword. I want to see Jesus' word as the biggest flashlight in the world. Like, there's no light that's brighter. Nothing can make it go out. It will never go out. It'll always be there, bright, shining for the whole world to see. That's what Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to be shining for the whole world to see that he is the way that we follow us and follow Jesus. Now, sometimes it's hard to do good things. Sometimes we, because of sin, sometimes we don't listen. Sometimes we talk back to our parents. Sometimes you don't want to steal or lie. It's hard to live like Jesus wants us to. But God's word lights our path. It means when we read it, when we read the Bible, when we memorize verses. Memorizing verses is a really good way to keep God's word in our minds. Keeps it ready for whenever we need it. Jesus says, he is the light of the world. In darkness, the darkness of the world refers to the devil and the things that he wants us to do, like sin and not listening. And sometimes if you lie or steal, that's what darkness refers to when Jesus refers to darkness. Sometimes. What are some things that can make our light for Jesus go out and not shine as brightly? Does anybody know? Any idea? Well, that's what sometimes we get when we don't listen. You have an idea? Lying, yep. That can make our light not shine brightly for Jesus. Jesus wants us to listen and always tell the truth. Because truth, yep. Yeah. Yep, when we listen, light shines. Exactly. When we listen and obey, it lets Jesus' light shine through us. Very good. Jesus says we can be more than conquerors and overcomers of darkness. Just like when your flashlight is turned off, when we turn a flashlight on, it scares the dark away, and light shines, that's how we can be to the world. We can shine, and when we go to the grocery store or we're going to town, we can be Jesus' light. He is the light of the world, and he acts as our flashlight. The way he can light the way for us and chase away things of darkness that try to dim our lights. All right, can I have John 8:12 read, please? Yes, very good. Jesus says, we are the light of the world, right? When Jesus lives in our lives and we shine, we let him shine through us, that we can shine brightly for him, even in a dark world. All right. For the first little object lesson here, all right, I got a jar of water, I have some oil, and I have some food coloring. Let me get something else out of here. All right, now, the water is going to be, this is a clear glass jar, the water is going to represent the world, the things of the world, all right? And when I do this, all right, let that settle for a little bit. All right. Now, the water is going to be the world. The oil is going to be us. This is cooking oil, so the oil is going to represent us. You see the clear difference there? That's how Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to be set apart from the world. He wants a clear line between the world and us. He wants us to shine brightly for him. All right? Now, I have a little bit of... What do you think this is? Food coloring? This is going to represent sin and bad things that we would do or that we would make happen. This is what happens when we have sin enter into our lives. Look at that. It doesn't look good, does it? All right. And what happens when I stir this up? It gets all mucky and murky when we don't listen, or if we do run in school or don't listen to our teachers. That's what happens. It gets all mucky and murky. It's not clear. Jesus wants us to be clear, so we can see, they can see right through us and be a light. But that muckies, see how the world is all dark when sin enters the world? When you have light, let's let that sit for a little bit. All right? But sometimes when things come into our life, like that little food coloring of the sin, it makes it dirty, and that light not shine brightly and distinctly for Jesus Christ. That's why we need to be set apart. But when we ask Jesus to forgive our sins, and we pray and listen to our parents, listen to our teachers, see what happens, it turns back and gets clear again. There's a lot of bubbles in there, but it's supposed to be clear. And when Jesus forgives our sins, he lets his light shine more brightly for him. Even after if we sin or do bad things, Jesus, when we ask Jesus to forgive our sins, it goes back to being clear. That's what happens when Jesus comes in and we ask forgiveness. He makes our hearts clean again. Makes it all, and the world is definitely dark, and there's a clear, distinct line between sin and the world and our lives in Jesus Christ when our life is shining brightly for Jesus. Now, I have a couple of verses here. Does everybody know John 3:16? Can you help me say it? All right, let's say it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting light. All right? You knew that one? Good. Awesome. Good. All right. And here's another one. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, or as black right here, they shall be as white as snow. And there's a lot of snow outside. It's real white and it's bright. That's where our sins would be. They're white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. All right. Now you see how it's settled. It's almost completely clear. That's what Jesus does to our lives. You can make it clear and crystal again. All right. For this one, Bethany, are you going to help me with this one?
Let me know what this is.
A straw.
Looks like a straw, but what's inside?
Glow stick.
All right. Now, should we hold it? All right, now let's turn the lights down. Or off. All right. I have a clear jar here. Now, this is what happens when we live in darkness. Does it shine out for Jesus?
No.
Is there any light in here at all? Is it any different than the rest of the room dark?
No.
Okay. This is what happens when we are in darkness and not listening, not letting Jesus' light shine. Or we're ashamed of it, or we hide it. There's no light, nothing living, no bright stuff shining. Now just watch what happens. You could turn the light back on, please.
Now, I will tell you this, because your parents will appreciate this. Glow sticks are not meant to be cut. You're supposed to be leaving these like this. But for our demonstration, I'm going to cut it just to show you what these little things do to the inside of the jar. But do not do this at home, okay? Because this stuff is not good for your skin. That's why I have all this stuff here, okay? All right. Come turn the light off.
Turn the light off for a little bit. All right. Now, look at this. Is that any difference from the world? Is it dark still? No, this is what happens when you let Jesus' light shine through us. It's nice and bright. And there's a distinct line. You can definitely see a difference from this to, for instance, just the black wall. Is there a big difference?
Yeah.
So you got yellow, purple, and green. This is what happens when we listen to Jesus and he read the Bible and memorize verses. He shines through us and we're very different. And people of the world or things of the world don't cloud or make it dirty. It's a distinct line and you can see. All right. Now, turn the lights back on. We're going to read our key verse again. Matthew 5:14-16. Ye are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a basket. They let it stand out so it shineth for the whole house. Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All right. All right, we're going to do something here.
How many like glow sticks? You know that I still love glow sticks? Yeah. All right, we're going to have it really dark for this. We're going to each get a glow stick. We're each going to pass the glow stick out to you. And we are going to sing this little light of mine. Okay?
How do you open this thing up? How do you open it? I think that's it. Sorry if some people didn't get some.
Oh, they got them all.
They did? Oh, awesome. All right, now if we can turn, what we're going to do, we're going to turn the lights down, and we're all the kids are going to go out into the hallways, and some of the big kids as well, to go with them to sing. And we're going to go into the aisles and wrap around the church. You can go now.
Just go with us, go some in the aisles.
All right, y'all ready?
This is my light, so I don't have one, so I'm going to use this, okay? Did you all find a spot?
Make sure you hold your glow sticks up high so everybody can see them. There you go. Very good.
Can someone close that door, please? Thank you. All right.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. Put it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. Let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine, won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go.
Okay.
All right, you can turn the lights on. All right, you can go back and sit with your parents. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep, there you can keep it.
Right over here. You can tell them not singing. All right, Ben and Becky are going to sing one final song, and then I believe that's all we have.